Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. We are celebrating Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys at the grand opening of the new Dockside Tropical Cafe in Marathon, Florida. Our buddy Eric Stone, back in the day we had the Scuba Dudes. You can still pick up their CDs at scubaradio.com. They did a couple CDs of diving-themed tunes that obviously divers would appreciate, and we've become good friends over the years. And Eric's finally opened up this fine establishment in the heart of Marathon, Florida. Now, his better half, who pretty much is the one who's running this operation, is Bill? Is you?
You are underselling her at better half. This is like a better three quarters.
Okay, fair enough. Her name is Kim, and she's with us right now. How are you, Kim?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited. This place is rocking.
I know it's been a dream for Eric, but it's been a joint venture with both of you, right? For many months, if not years, I guess, right?
Yes, most indeed.
So what made you guys zero in on this place? Eric was telling us earlier that he had heard that the place had went bankrupt or was going bankrupt, and you guys saw the opportunity and just jumped on it, and it snowballed from there. Is that what happened, truly?
Pretty much so. He's played here for years, and I have, and I, you can't see this on the radio, but played here for years, a.k.a. drank here for years.
Fair enough.
And so last year, we did a few gigs here last fall, and when the place shut down, we heard it shut down, and we kind of both looked at each other and said, we should get this place. Let's do it.
Yeah, we're here half the time anyway.
Exactly.
Why not just move here, right?
Exactly.
I'm kind of hoping Kim's the numbers girl, because I know Eric's numbers are pretty much 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, right? Yeah, Kim, you're really the brains behind this operation. Go ahead and take credit. Eric's on stage.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Brains and the looks.
Yeah, well, true.
Gee, thanks. That's why I spend most of my time in the office. This night's been really fun for me because I'm actually out on the floor hanging with the people and having some fun. Usually I'm stuck in the office. So, today's been fun.
Yeah, well, Marathon, a nice small community, too, of locals as well. But, you know, obviously the tourist folks come into town and they're looking for a place where they can mingle with both. And it seems like you got a nice little combination of that happening here at the Dockside. Is that the goal?
That is the goal. This place has been known as a locals' waterhole, of course, the cruisers, because we're right on Bucky Harbor.
Right.
We're also looking to pull in that third target audience, the tourists headed down to Key West. We just got a billboard on US 1, so we're trying to get them off US 1 to get them in here. So we're going to target that third target audience and combine all three of them.
We actually brought some mermaids in town for that thing. Did Eric tell you about that?
I heard about that, but I haven't seen them. I've been so busy. Are they out there tonight?
They could be. They can make an appearance anytime.
Bill? If I can suggest maybe a fourth target audience, topless 50-year-old men.
Topless 50-year-old men?
That's Bill.
Right here. You asked for it.
I don't know.
There's not enough booze
scary
at this bar, Bill. And there's a lot of booze here.
Apparently, there's not as much demand for my idea as I thought there was.
Yeah. Well, we'll stick with the mermaid idea, and we'll see if they make an appearance later on. We have one of them with us right now. This is Callie, Kim.
Hi, Callie. How are you?
Callie is one of our Scuba Radio mermaids. She started with us at the Dima show, and she was down here already. So I said, come on over here, and you can go through part two of your hazing ceremony.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Now, you were down where at Cudjoe, just south of here?
Yeah, I was down on Cudjoe. I'm trying to teach a private scuba class.
How's that going so far?
It's not happening yet. We got some folks that haven't done their online learning, so...
All right, so now's your opportunity to hammer them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
They should not. They're not here at the bar because they're home studying for their open water scuba class. Is that what the deal is?
They better be.
They better be. Are you gonna? You notice something about Callie? There's two things actually. Callie.
Oh, I've noticed those two things.
No, not those two. That is.
Oh,
you want to smack him? Go ahead, and kick him. Go ahead,
what?
Callie. You didn't hear what Bill said? Good.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Kick and smack him.
Yeah, smack him with your tail, thin tail. No, the thing about Callie is. She has this ear-piercing look, this stare, that just like...
has an ear-piercing voice, too.
That was my second thing. It's the voice and the eyes will cut right through. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
Tell me. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's a good trait to have because it gives you a sense of power to get things done. Right, Callie?
I get you.
Oh, my God.
Done.
Excuse me? Yeah, we can't say that on the radio, Callie.
Edit.
Well, you know, this is why we're taping the show for Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys. Callie just made it obvious reason of why. But, you know, that's what you do.
You know, there are 7 words you can't say on the radio.
We're not trying to hit all 7 of them. We've only hit one, but it's early in the evening.
All right,
so
let me redo it.
We got an hour left. No, that's too much work for me. I'm here. This is supposed to be vacation for me, so I don't want to do any more work than I have to. Yeah, you're the one down here doing dive instruction, so you know, let's just leave it at that. You're off the clock now, so you don't have to work hard or make my work any harder. Okay. So keep it clean for once, will you?
If you say so.
Okay, fair enough. We'll just leave it at that. All right. So what are you doing? I mean, is the goal to get a couple people certified while you're down here? Are you down here for a week, a couple days, or what?
I'm down here till whenever I decide to leave.
Yeah, well, you're here as long as it takes, or will you certify them one way or another, or no? It's just up to them.
As long as it takes.
Yeah, you're down here. Who is it? Is it a couple guys, a couple girls, what?
It's a couple people in the Coast Guard that live down near where I am.
So it's like Jimmy's brother's friends, more Coast Guard people. What's the deal, Jimmy?
Yeah, my brother's in the Coast Guard, Callie.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Jimmy's brother's friends.
Yeah, it is. Okay, you're just going to go with that?
Sure.
Okay, fair enough. Wait, Bill, you're looking, you're kind of getting Callie's look at me now. What's going on? Are you trying to mimic her or what?
Are any of them Ashton Kutcher?
I've actually seen that movie, and no.
Which movie are we talking
about? The Guardian. The horrible movie with Ashton Kutcher.
I can't believe I've seen that.
That was Richard Gere, or is it Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
Richard Gere, okay. Kevin Costner, right. And Ashton Kutcher, Mr. Demi Moore, at the time.
Well, at the time, yeah, no more. But anyway, all right, well, are you enjoying yourself here in the Keys while you're here, whether you're teaching or hanging out at the dockside with us or what?
I always enjoy myself in the Keys.
Yes. What?
You are absolutely right. She will just stare at you to make you feel so uncomfortable about the fact that you're talking.
Exactly. That is so. That's it. You nailed it.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get that across on the radio, isn't it, Bill?
But Greg, I have
the uncomfortable vibe I'm getting is even more than usual from a female.
Yeah, Greg, I've been on trips with you where reef sharks have come right at me, and I felt more comfortable.
Yes. What is it about you, Callie? You're going to have to tone down the look or the stare, and be a little bit more approachable if you're going to be one of our Scuba Radio mermaids.
You're what?
Yeah, you got to talk. Yeah, okay. She forgot what she was going to say? Okay.
If she's not staring deep inside of your soul, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Can you read people's minds? Is that what it is? Is that what you're doing? You're doing like a mind meld with Bill or me and going, oh, my God, this is so inappropriate.
Of course. You just can't handle it.
Yes.
That could be.
Truth.
Yeah, I can't handle the truth for sure. But it doesn't matter. It's Christmas. Anything goes. You know?
No. No, she's made that perfectly clear. Anything does not go.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, what he said?
Bill's spitting the truth.
Yeah, well, you know, we have this gift exchange thing we do, Callie. Uh-oh. And as your first year of participating as a Scuba Radio mermaid, you know, it gets pretty rough, especially amongst the mermaids when we start stealing gifts, because their fights break out over this stuff. You know, you hear what I'm saying? Are you up for this?
I know how Secret Santas work. I'm equipped to handle it.
There's no secrets.
No. You don't know how it works. Yeah. You have never done a strip Secret Santa before, have you? I would
You've
like a
never
gift.
Done a Secret Santa with me, Bill.
She makes a strong argument.
Yes. I'm not sure what that means. What exactly happens in your Secret Santas?
I dominate.
Okay.
That I believe.
She dominates the Secret Santa, so this could be a little bit more colorful version of a Scuba Radio Dirty Santa thing. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to being dominated.
Yes. Aren't we all? And we'll cover it accordingly here on the show. And edit as we see fit, which will probably be a lot of editing, I'm guessing, the way things are going at this point.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
IBC presents America's favorite family in a special Christmas episode.
Hi, Mom. Where's Dad? He should have been home by now.
Well, Wally, I know your father. He's out chasing beaver.
Father loves beaver.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. You know, we have Jimmy, the Bubble Boy. We have Bill, the producer. The Scuba Cowboy is with us. Mermaid Tiffany, Aspen, Mermaid Callie is with us right now. We're hanging out at the Dockside Tropical Cafe, getting ready for our gift exchange. You know, I've been pumping iron all week. This is serious competition, as you can plainly see, Callie. But you're ready for this. This whole Dirty Santa thing that we have going on, you know, fisticuffs have broken out amongst mermaids before, but you're down.
Yeah, I'm
like
ready.
Fights, like Fight Club.
Yeah. I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay, she's down. We'll cover that. What?
I would be scared
Cowboy?
Of Callie.
Yeah, just that stare alone. you know, she could, she just, what's that?
You guys really like to talk about my stare.
Your stare, yeah. It's just kind of like a, you know, I'm reading your mind, mind meld Spock kind of look. It's kind of creepy.
All women have it. Some just perfect it more.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, for me, it's hard knowing that all of my secrets have been laid bare.
Yes, and that, which explains why Callie has has moved about a foot or two away from Bill. Right, Callie?
I think you guys are just scared.
Well, of what? Scared of what?
Me.
Well, you're, she's a, you know, the thing is, Callie's more than a eerie scare or a stare. She's a dive instructor. A recently certified dive instructor, and she's doing some teaching down here in the Keys, and said she'd come over and join us for the festivities.
And she teaches people she's not related to?
What do you mean by that? What's that supposed to mean?
So you're saying she's a formidable woman?
No.
Besides a mermaid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course I am. Yeah, she gave me the look. I had to change my answer immediately.
She just melted Greg's brain. Did you see that?
Didn't take much. Yeah. Didn't take much.
Room temperature.
Quick zap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Callie?
No, you guys are being dramatic.
Being dramatic? What do you mean?
You're being babies.
Babies? Of, no. What is going on here, Bill?
Hey, here's what no one gets to see is the fact that it's four guys who are all 20 years or more older than her standing around her in a semicircle. It's kind of creepy, actually, really, all things considered.
But you're used to this, right?
Ew, what does that even mean?
And that's why Pup is here.
Yes. I didn't mean it like that. No, I mean, you know, Callie's used to being in a dominating position as a dive instructor, right? Callie, you're used to being in charge. And, you know, that's part of the thing of being a good dive instructor. You have to take charge of the situation, whether it's, you know, for, you know, rather handsomely dressed guys.
You're just lying now.
Yeah, okay. Just digging that hole deeper, aren't I, Callie? Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about your diving stuff. Because, you know, you're doing some teaching, but you just recently got your paperwork to be a dive instructor, right?
I sure did at the University of Florida.
University of Florida. And you're working with our dive instructor, Dave, or Doug up there. I'm sorry, Doug. Who's kind of like, you know, Doug has kind of turned that whole area into a mermaid training ground and done great work for us. But what are you laughing at?
That's true.
It is true. Yeah, God bless him for it. You know, that's been his gift to us, even though he's not here with us for our holiday festivities in Marathon. He has Callie here to represent, right?
Doug is a good friend of the mermaids.
So what's next? You're doing some teaching, but you're actually kicking your own skills up a notch. What, doing some cave stuff? What are you doing up there in Gainesville?
Yeah, I got my cavern certification at the beginning of last summer, and I was recently offered a chance to take part in a K-1 certification, so I'm going to start that in January.
Now, what do you think of that? This cave stuff's pretty serious stuff. I mean, I don't even like messing with it. It's kind of creepy.
I think the caves are beautiful. There's no fish in there, but it's definitely a different kind of beauty, and it's worth going in there to see.
Yeah, so you're doing your training with like Jenny Springs, you were telling me during the commercial break. That's one of the places you go?
Yep, we're going to go to Jenny and then a couple other springs around there.
Yeah, Bill?
Well, one of the things which she pointed out, which I think is a really smart thing which she's doing, is she's gotten a lot of her training from Doug, but she's going with a different instructor this time. How much... I wonder how important that is to see a couple of different instructors' styles, especially for somebody who's a dive instructor.
Is that why you're doing it, or is it because Doug's just totally pissed you off over the last few years?
Doug.
I think I struck a nerve. Sorry, Doug. Just saying, you know?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Doug and I are really good friends, and he jokes around, and we get along really well, but I think it's really important to diversify your experiences, and I think it's kind of my responsibility to learn from a bunch of different people so I can become a better instructor myself and be a better diver.
Nice. Good way to think about it. There's more than one way to do things right.
I totally agree with that.
So one instructor might have one particular style, and then me, I may have my style, and that may not be as good. But no, my style is good. I'm a good teacher as well. So let's just clarify that. I just want to make sure.
Well, I am wondering, how much you think you're different than the people that have taught you up until now.
Well, first of all, she's a girl, and Doug's a guy, as far as I know.
And while that's true, I don't know if that necessarily matters one way or the other. It's more about the style of how you...
No. I think it might matter. I mean, what do you think? Are ladies, are women better instructors than guys? What do you think, Callie?
That's an unfair question.
I think ladies are different instructors than guys. There are a lot more men instructors, but that doesn't mean that I can't do anything just as good as everybody else.
Well, no, I didn't say they weren't as good. I'm just saying, are they better? Are women instructors better than male instructors? What do you think? Do you think there is a difference, or it just depends on the person?
I think you're getting into uncharted territory, and...
You're not going to vote.
Nope.
You're not going to take sides.
I sure am not.
Bill?
This is what we call a nuanced answer, and you don't understand... Because you're a
dancer.
Republican.
What? What is he talking about, Jimmy?
I have no idea what Bill is talking about, Greg. I think he's had quite a few to drink tonight.
Yeah, evidently. You know, they got a lot of beverages here for sale at the dockside, and Bill's evidently sampling a few. But, I say that halfway serious because, honestly, from the people that I have met, and the training that I have done, the female instructors seem to be, in my training, have been a little bit more understanding than maybe some of the guys. Have you seen any of that in your training or not so much?
Yeah, well, women obviously have more characteristics than men towards nurturing, helpful, sweet, kind. That's kind of what you characteristically think of. But also, guys have their merit, too.
Sure. And, when I think of Callie as a dive instructor, I really don't get that. I get more of a dominatrix, kind of like, do what I said now! And you'll learn it. But that was a compliment, okay, Callie?
Thanks. I definitely feel like my students would agree with you a little bit.
All she has to do is look at him with that stare, and she's got him locked. All right, more coming up from Marathon. Stay close. We are hanging out here for Christmas in the Keys, Marathon, Florida, grand opening of the Dockside Tropical Cafe, brand new establishment. Our good buddy Eric Stone has opened up down here. We're with Mermaid Callie, who's doing some dive instruction in the area. Kajo Key is, it's about, what, 20 miles south of Marathon, is that right, Kajo? Is it that far? What do you think?
I don't think it's even that far.
Down the road.
Yeah, just down the road, probably 30 minutes.
30 minutes. And so you've been doing some diving down there. Now, I've been down in this general vicinity before to do a little diving. I've done the Thunderbolt, Joe's Tugs, another one of the sites. You're going where exactly to do your diving?
We're going to be heading out to Lou Key to check things out. It's a beautiful reef. And then probably later in the week, once they are getting better with their buoyancy, we're going to try and do some lobstering and spearfishing. But these guys have been snorkeling and freediving for a long time.
They're finally getting their dive certification, so they really get the lobster now, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. What, Bill, were you going to say something?
So what prompted them to get in touch with you? In case there are other people looking to make the exact same connection.
Gotcha. I actually knew these guys before I was even an instructor. I have some really good friends down there that I go see a lot, and these guys are their neighbors, and we all became friends. And I said, hey, I'm going to be an instructor soon. Do you guys want to take a course? I can give you a really good deal. So you just have to be friends with me, I guess.
Just got to be friends. Got to know the right people. Like, we might be able to hook you up with Mermaid. No, Bill's looking at me like, what? No, you can't do that. No, it's for dive instruction. Don't give me the... I don't mean like hook up.
Ew, Greg, you're gross.
She has not struck me as particularly friendly.
What?
she's very friendly. She couldn't be a scuba radio mermaid if she wasn't friendly. She's very outgoing. She just has this stare that could, you know, eat through your brain type of thing. I don't know. But no, Callie's, she's a great gal. She had a good time at DEMA, right, in Orlando?
I sure did.
And she decided to come back and even join us here in Marathon. Okay, more coming up.
The Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, several mermaids, Walt DeMartini. We just got a whole crew down here in Marathon for the grand opening of the Dockside Tropical Cafe and our Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys event.
I'd also like to remind you that my wife and four-year-old daughter are here. So
yes.
Can we clean this up?
No. No. We only got a couple segments left. You're asking way too much, Bill. You know, during the holidays, you know, it's anything goes. So this is kind of like our lampshade type of show. And several mishaps have already taken place, and I'm sure they're only going to get worse. So, but that's what we do. We're always shooting for new lows because we're divers. That's just what we do. All right, so, you know, we're down in Marathon doing the celebration. We did take a little side trip on the way down from the Gomez Hilton East, a new improved Gomez Hilton East, thanks to Walt DeMartini. And he brought a friend along, JP, who suggested we stop off at this place called Robbie's.
Before we get to talking about Robbie's, though, Walt wanted me to make sure that you understood that it's the new Gomez Hilton East under old management.
Yes, okay. Makes sense. And you'll have to put that together on your own.
I like that.
But JP is with us. JP, welcome to Scuba Radio, first off. How are you? How are you?
Thank you, guys. I'm great. First time here.
Yeah. Is it the first time for you to be here? Well, I guess it is. It's a grand opening. That would make sense.
We'll be gentle.
Yes. Well, Bill will. Callie is a whole other thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Mermaids, I like it rough.
Yeah, exactly. She's not here, so we can get away with that for now. But yes, Bill?
She's not here, but she is staring from across the room.
I thought I felt some heat on my back. Anyway, JP suggested we stop off at this place called Robbie's, where they do this this tarpon feeding thing, right? You've done this for years, coming down from South Florida to the Keys, and this is a regular stop for you. Is that the deal, JP?
It is a very regular stop for me. It's amazing. You go out on the dock and you feed 8 or 9 foot tarpon, and it's really great. And everybody, for their first time, just they're in awe.
Yeah, and it's just south of Isla Mirada, right?
It is just south of Isla Mirada. Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you ask anybody in the area, hey, I want to go to Robbie's tarpon feeding extravaganza, where is it at? They can hook you up. But it's right past one of the bridges just south of Isla Mirada here in the Florida Keys. I had heard about it many times in the past. And I had thought I'd been there, but I had not. I'd been to, I think, a cheap imitation maybe. At another adventure.
You've been to Borey's, which is very similar, but the letters aren't in the same order.
It could be. But Robbie's is the original tarpon feeding place here in the Florida Keys. And you come here, you get a little bucket of fish, and you feed these tarpon. Now, if you don't know what a tarpon is, these fish are huge, massive animals. I mean, we're talking 6-7 feet long. Minimum.
200 pounds. They live for 60, 70, 80 years, and they breathe air. This is how old this fish is. It predates gills. They come to the surface and breathe air.
Yeah, kind of creepy in one sense. And I've had some tarpon experiences underwater on some of my dive adventures, one being in the Caymans on a night dive. And they're friendly fish. Divers don't need to fear them or anything, but when you see them from the surface and see how big they are and what they do at Robbie's, it can be somewhat intimidating from a viewing standpoint, right, JP? What do you think?
Oh, it's very intimidating. I mean, you're looking down at a 9 or 10-foot fish, and I know a couple of your mermaids were scared they were going to get pulled in the water.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in just a bit. But, they're big. They're huge.
Yeah, JP seemed very intimidated standing behind the girls leaning over the edge of the pier.
Well, that's what we do. We're going to get to Tiffany in just a bit and her little experience. But, JP, the thing is you hold the fish air in front of these tarpon, and they literally jump up out of the water and engulf your entire arm, right? Have you done this yourself or just watched other people do it?
I have done this many times. That is why I was standing, for one of many reasons, by the way, standing behind the mermaid. But yes, they do. They will come up and they will engulf your hand, and their mouths are like about a 10 or 12 grain sandpaper, and they'll just scrape it a little bit, but it's not bad. Yeah. And I've done it many times.
And when he says that, he's not saying he was standing behind the girls because he got to look at them bending over the water. That is not what was happening at all. He was protecting against pelicans.
Yes, because pelicans are more dangerous than tarpon are. They'd swoop in and obscure your view of the backside of the mermaid.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that, 100%.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Bill, for clarifying that for me.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody understood what was going on here. But you know, this whole, festive kind of thing that you can take part in is really cool. And the whole layout of that bar that they have at Robbie's is really sweet because they have dollar bills posted all over the ceiling and the walls, and people sign their name on a buck, and then they staple it to the wall, and there's money from all over the world. People have stopped in and had this experience.
I want you to think about that for a second, and think about the number of dollar bills you think are stapled to the walls and the ceiling. Now double it. Now times 10. There's a lot of dollar bills.
Yeah. Lots of money.
From all over the world.
Yeah, that have done this. And then when you look on the other side of the bar, you see a wall covered with sunglasses, cell phones, and all these other things that have fallen off of people that have leaned over to feed the tarpon. The tarpon grab these devices and swim about 20 feet away from the dock and drop them, and then they salvage them every now and then. And they've created a wall of, salvaged parts or something. Pretty cool idea, actually. I kind of like, hey, it's eco-friendly.
That's not exactly what I remember was leaning over the edge of the pier when Tiffany was feeding the tarpon, though. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh, you mean her scuba radio jewelry that was hanging
right,
from around her neck.
That's what it was.
Yes, exactly. We have to say that because the scuba cowboy is here, and he is her father. Anyway, so JP, awesome thing there. And Robbie's, you can probably look this up on the web. You can find tons of Robbie's videos on YouTube, I would imagine. And, well, you just know some of the people there because you've stopped off so many times over the years, or what?
Well, not only from stopping off over the years, but I know a very, very great guy. His name's Freddie. They call him Cowboy. Always in a cowboy hat. Go see him. He's awesome. Robbie's just a great place to stop by yourself, with a date, with your mom, your dad. It's a great place to go. And, yes, I've been there. I can't tell you how many times, but it's a great place to go.
Great place to stop off on your way down to Marathon for the dockside. Have a cocktail there. Feed the tarpon, put a dollar up on the ceiling, head on south down here to dockside, and it'll be another adventure to mark off the list.
And Eliza tells us they have excellent lemonade.
Excellent lemonade. Well, there you go. I think they might even have food there, too. But we got to thank those folks for taking care of us. Now, Tiffany was there, and, Tiffany and Aspen were feeding the tarpon. This was a first-time experience for you to do such a thing, right?
With the tarpon, yeah.
The tarpon. So what do you think? They were huge, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they were massive. That's why I was not sticking my hand down there. Wasn't going to happen.
Well, they were going to, feed on the fish, as they should. And you being a mermaid, that would be like, here, have... a free sample or something. It's from one marine creature to another.
I was feeding.
Should have been bonding with these animals.
I was feeding from afar.
You're feeding from afar. So you did seem slightly intimidated. But it was the size that freaked you out?
Well, yeah, and their chomping thing that they did.
Chomping? What is she talking about, JP?
Well, I guess size does matter with tarpon.
Evidently. Wait, you're laughing, Tiffany. Why do you say that? Size doesn't matter for you?
It's funny.
She's not going to even answer me. And she shouldn't. But it was a good experience, wasn't it? That's part of your whole Keys, first time adventure in the Keys, to stop off at Robbie's and do the tarpon thing, right?
Yeah, it was actually great. But actually, my last fish that I was holding for it, I was holding it out too far that a bird actually came by and took it out of my hand.
So you were feeding the birds as well.
Yeah, that was unintentional.
Unintentional, yeah. And, it's just one of the things that could happen if you're not paying attention. And you got to be a little bit careful. But you would do this again, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What you do is once you've seen this activity and you see how they engulf someone's arm, next time you can bring someone else who has not been and you get them to feed the fish and don't tell them about that and get to see that expression on their face. That's really the goal here. You know what I'm saying?
The element is surprise.
Punk your friend. Yeah, at Robbie's, maybe. All right, more coming up from Marathon. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
5 bowls of Flushing?
4 Roy's of Throbbing? 3 nose hairs waving?
2 children starving?
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, it's the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio,
I love it.
Scuba Radio,
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, we don't have that much time left to cover that, so we'll just leave it alone for now. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, we're here at the grand opening of the Dockside Tropical Cafe celebrating Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys. Now, next week on the big show, we have a special Christmas play extravaganza. It's the Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza show. So you will not want to miss that. We have a play that the Scuba Radio staff have put together. And Drunken Santa is even supposedly part of this monstrosity. Is that right, Bill?
That is absolutely true. Patrick from the World of Boating Show has written a script which I would describe as reasonable.
Crap extravaganza worthy.
Yes.
So that'll happen next week on the big show. Do not miss it. You know, you're probably wondering, where the hell is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa? Well, we didn't tell him we're coming down here. So, as usual, he's passed out at the Scuba Radio studio in the gutter outside the studios in Orlando. Thank goodness.
If you are friends or know the Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, and you're going to a place of business which sells alcohol, which you want to stay in business, you don't tell Drunken Santa.
Well,
that's
true.
The rule.
That's right. He already cleaned out our stash there in Orlando, and he passed out, and we figured, okay, a week later he might be good for the play, the Crap Extravaganza. So that's next week. Mark it on your calendars and make sure you join us. Now, shortly after the holidays, the first of the year, you know, Mermaid Tiffany, the Scuba Cowboy, and myself, we're heading to Nevis and our next Scuba Radio Scuba Crew. Are you excited? Yeah, I guess you are, aren't you?
Deep stoked.
Yes, absolutely. That was like Mary Lee stoked, I think is what she meant to say, right? So, I mean, what do you think? You've never been, not only have you not been to the Keys, but you've never been to those parts of the world either that we're getting ready to go on that trip in January, right, Tiff?
I'm not really sure where those parts of the world are.
Well, it's Nevis, it's Saba, St. Martin, and Dominica.
Right?
What's that?
Down in the Caribbean.
Yeah, but you've never been to those islands. Or
dove
around.
Said, like, general area. I've been in that general area. But no, I've not been to any of those.
I don't mean that you've never been to any of those islands. All those islands are very, very different.
Oh,
you can't just say I've been in the Caribbean. Oh, it's like, no,
well,
no,
we
no.
We're also going with Explore Adventures.
Right.
Super excited about because we always have an awesome time on our boats. So.
Yeah. Now, you've done many of the trips with us in the past, and with these other mermaids we have, Callie and Aspen, who are Scuba Radio mermaids in training. And actually going through kind of a hazing ceremony this weekend. Do they have any idea what they're in store for? Have you shared this, some of these past experiences with them enough to the point? Is that why they're here, maybe?
They're here because they don't know what is ahead of them. If they knew, they wouldn't have come down.
They would have never volunteered, really?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, that's not true. Come on. We went to some great places.
Well, yeah, but they don't realize what you have to do in order to get there.
Okay, well, we don't want to talk about that on the air, I don't think. Yes, Bill, were you going to say something?
I was going to say something, but suddenly I'm startled about what sort of thing she had to do.
Well, she has to tolerate.
She gets to go on this scuba cruise. Is it just because she looks better in a tail than I do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, makes sense.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's not necessarily that you would... well, actually, it is the fact that you would do the same thing Tiffany does to go on these trips, and that's why you're not going.
You know, I've just decided I don't want to know.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, the mental picture we just painted is disturbing enough, so we'll just leave it at that.
I think I've decided I don't want to know because I'm afraid I might do them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Callie's looking like he's going to do who? No, it doesn't work like that. We're very much above the board here. What?
It's whom.
Okay, whatever you said. All right, so, but what do you think, Aspen? You know of some of these adventures that Tiffany has been on. Is this something that you want to do as a Scuba Radio mermaid? Are you ready? Are you game? Are you excited or what?
Greg, I've heard about the liveaboard experiences, and although I have yet to go on one, I did go to the DEMA convention last year with you all in Vegas. That's right. I was there, and we had such a wonderful time. All the people, they're good people, fun.
She doesn't remember any of it, does she?
No, she sure does.
Like, who the hell was she with? No, it was a good time. And Aspen's a great gal, and she will make a great scuba radio mermaid, and she's a diver in training, for sure. Callie, what do you think? You know, you're doing all this serious dive instruction right now, but is it all leading up to the ultimate pinnacle of being a scuba radio mermaid, or what?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
I'm getting that look again. That look of, like, Greg, don't even think about it. No, but you want to travel. I mean, you've been around as far as, you know, down in Cudjoe Keer. And have you traveled to some of the Caribbean islands and done some diving or what?
I haven't been to the Caribbean, but I've been to the Great Barrier Reef and I've done some traveling. Not for diving, but I'm a worldly woman.
Very worldly. She can.
Yeah, that's not.
She can say that. I can't say that, but she can say that, right, Kelly?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, see. Yeah, but you've been to the Great Barrier Reef. You did some diving there in Australia?
I sure did.
Was it nice? You liked it? You enjoyed it?
It's pretty dang cool.
All right. Well, she keeps looking at me like she is right now. She'll be on our next trip, and Tiffany will stay home because she has... Ouch! Ouch! Tiffany, you can't do that. We have rules. Even in the Conch Republic, they throw you in the slammer for that. Quit it. Bill's doing it now, too. See what you started? Quit it! I'm fragile. Oh, my God. All right, we can start drinking now. Let the party begin, and we'll report back next week. Till then, remember, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.